Welcome back to another podcast. I'm Bob Furring, and I have said many times that we have the most remarkable people who live here. I've interviewed some of them. We just got through with a wonderful exhibit put on by the Camera Club, where these photographers are just fabulous. And we also have some remarkable performers. And so today my guest is Judith Benach. Judith, welcome.
Thank you.
So you have been at a couple of productions for the Sun City Shadow Hills Players in the past, correct?
Right. And it's the Sun City Shadow Hills Performing Arts Club that I represent here today as producer of our upcoming talent show, Shadow Hills Got Talent. Mm. I'm also now involved with the club as the secretary of the club as well. So that's what happens when you start to volunteer for things.
Congratulations on that.
Yeah.
So did you have background in production when you were working?
No, not at all. Not directly. I started off as a teacher, and in my teaching career, I taught part of the time I taught vocal and instrumental music and was involved with productions at school level, at elementary and high school level, but then moved on during my career, then became involved as an administrator in special education. And part of that job is really organizing a lot of things and bringing people together, which exactly is what a producer has to do when you're trying to put together a production.
Yeah. And how long have you lived here at Shadow Hills?
This is our sixth season. Mm-hmm. We've owned here for 5 years, but we've been coming here for six.
And did you get involved with the Performing Arts Club from the get-go?
No, I didn't. Actually, the first club I ever got involved with was the Sun City Shadow Hills Community Singers. But it was through the Community Singers that I became involved with the Performing Arts Club, and it was the year that we did Oklahoma, the musical. Mm-hmm. And being away for a good part and being a snowbird and only here 5 months of the year, I didn't audition for that play, but I wanted to be involved and found that the way I could do that was to join Performing Arts, which I knew nothing about the club at the time, but learned very quickly, enjoyed first time I was an usher and a dresser backstage and really enjoyed that part of it. Mm-hmm. And then was encouraged to use my organizational skills to help them out in other ways and became a producer. And this
and
is the fourth time I've done this now.
Okay, but I've always seen the actual productions in the past. I have not seen a Sun City's Got Talent type format. How did that happen?
Well, that actually had taken place, but a number of years ago, but way back in 2006 and 2007, well before my time, they did talent shows and found it was very successful. And why we've reverted back to that for this spring is that we've done a couple of larger productions that take a lot of people involved, both in the cast and off, and we were having difficulty getting enough people to be able to do another heavier play. And there's it's a very large time commitment on a lot of people's parts to come out and rehearse 3 days a week for over 3 hours. And people who had just finished that for Steel Magnolias that we did in the fall that was a huge success, people were just tired. So we were having trouble trying to figure out what's the best thing that we can do to support our club and to support the community at the same time. So one of the members said, well, you know, many years ago we did a talent show. This would spread out the work job, wouldn't be just the same people involved all the time in rehearsals. So we said, well, this was beginning of December. We said, well, why don't we give this a shot? So then we set up found a director who was willing to, Pat Melvin, who was willing to do the talent show. She had already come forward to produce the next play, whatever we decided to do, and said, sure, she would be on board to do that. So Shadow Hills Got Talent was born, so to speak.
And how did you spread the word?
Okay. We initially started with a flyer out in December end of December, came out in the January View, advertising auditions. We held auditions at the end of January, so giving people lots of time to think about what they might want to do and to be able to ask questions about what might be involved. And also had an ad in the View and We stuffed flyers for the View, for the January View as
well. Well, performers probably don't need too much encouragement to
come forward, but you know what? When you're, we weren't looking just for, one of the other reasons for doing this was just looking at building the club as well. There's a lot of people who have been involved in the club for a very long time, and we're always looking. I consider myself new blood. I've only been involved with the club 4 years, but there are a lot, and that's when you start looking at how do we get people to audition? Well, we need more people. So what if we do this open call, and then we can get, since they did a last talent show, the community has grown exponentially too with the opening of phase three, so there's a lot more people to draw from. But people sometimes need a little encouragement. They'll think, well, yeah, I've got this talent, but getting up in front of a stage, so we try to encourage people, just come out for the audition. There's going to be rehearsals, we'll help you, or whatever. So it does take a little encouragement. Some are readily there in your door, you know, in your face right away.
But. Okay, so tell us who we are going to see in this show.
Okay, we have quite a variety for this talent show, and we have 17 different acts set up in a two-act show with 10 acts in the first half, an intermission, and 7 in the second. We have singers dancing, comedian, instrumental, 2 skits, 2 very short 5-6 minute skits, solos, duos, quartet. The community singers are kicking off our show, leading off, and they're going to sing their opening number from their concert, which is a week after our show. So that's very exciting. And we also have had the people from the karaoke club that were involved that have liked to sing, but they've always done this reading words after, you know, from a karaoke. So they're taking their talent a step further and stepping out and saying, oh, no, you have to memorize your words now, and a little adding the costuming and the rest to it. So,
are any of these people professionals, or are these all amateurs?
No, they are all amateurs, Some have, that have been involved. I shouldn't say that they're amateurs now. They may have been involved, a few people, earlier on, but not as their career. But have been involved in community theater, have a background in that. And then there's people that are brand new to the community or are snowbirds that are here for a while, and someone has said, oh, let's put together this little skit dance song routine, grab their friends, talk them into it, and they'll be there.
So, for the audience, when is the show going to be?
The show, this time we usually do four performances, but because it was a talent show, we've decided just to do two, and it's next Saturday, March 17th, St. Patrick's Day. There is a 7 p.m. evening performance, and Sunday afternoon matinee on the 18th at 2 p.m.
And tickets are still available?
Tickets are still available, and the other thing we did with the show is we also went rock bottom in our tickets. We want to spread the word about the Performing Arts Club, about supporting your community, thank the community for their support in the past, so our tickets are only $5.
Wow.
This ring. So,
and what times and what days are, I know you tickets, have ticket sellers in the lobby.
We do. Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. They're at, they're available there.
Okay.
And they'll also be available at the door for both of the performances.
Well, it seems like a wonderful idea to get to know some of your neighbors and maybe learn something it's been, special about them.
It has, and it's been very, and meeting people. One of the gentlemen that's in our shows has only been in the community for 15 months, and he's been dying to get involved in performing arts. So, it seems to be meeting the needs for us and for the community.
Great. Well, thank you for coming in and promoting it. It sounds like a wonderful event. The price is right, people. And so come out and see your neighbors and see what kind of talent really does lie within this community. And if you've enjoyed this interview as much as I have, please tell your neighbors. The way we are growing our podcast audience is word of mouth. And so if you have any ideas, please send them in to me at podcast@suncityshadowhills.com. And so until next time, bye-bye.